Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week on the ways to meet your wife's emotional needs. How can we as husbands meet those emotional needs of our wives? I've noticed over the years that in meeting many people, that there are husbands and wives that live together but do not relate well at all to each other. Oh yes, they live under the same roof, but because of peer pressure or maybe church affiliation, they don't separate, and their lives go on miserably. Well, how can I, what can we do? What are ways, the things that we can do to make our marriage, your marriage, pleasant, make it blossom, make it prosper, make it grow, to be beautiful and what God intended it to be. One of the key ways to do that is to learn as husbands how to meet your wife's emotional needs. And as I said at the beginning of this week, if you're single, if you're a lady, please do not tune out. There are things that you can learn. We can learn from each other how we can make the union that God intended to be a beautiful picture of Christ in the church be that testimony to the world that God wants it to be. Well, there are ways that we communicate with each other. We communicate with words, or we communicate with not saying any words. And I used an example about someone who stumps across a room and slams a door hard when they exit the room, even without saying a word, communicates that they're angry about something. So we communicate with our words or simply by keeping silent. We can speak angry words or give the silent treatment. The message is the same. I'm angry. Well, in much the same way, you can communicate love to your wife, and you can do that by telling her you love her and mean it, or you can give her a bouquet of flowers. Both communicate the same thing, but in a different way. My whole point is this: we communicate with our words or our lack of words. We communicate with our actions or our lack of actions. And so, if you are not meeting the emotional needs of your wife, you've got a big problem that needs to be addressed for your well-being and the well-being of your marriage. And this week we've been talking about what are those areas of meeting your wife's emotional needs. We're going to be talking, I talked about affection, how important affection is in a marriage. And affection is shown different ways. Affection is the glue in a marriage relationship. It's what speaks loudly to a wife that there's security and protection and comfort and approval coming from her husband. Affection can be shown with a hug or an arm on the shoulder or around her waist. You can show affection by leaving little love notes for her around the house and places where she'll find them as she goes about her work. You can buy her a bouquet of flowers. Go wash the dishes for her. Ask her what you can do to best help her. Go shopping with her. Open doors for her. Hold her hand as you walk down the street. When she comes home from grocery shopping, help her unload the groceries and bring them into the house. Give her a back rub. Rub her shoulders. Tell her how much you appreciate her and the things that she does for you. Talk to your wife. Ask her what she likes and what she dislikes. It'll open your eyes of understanding. We talked about another aspect of meeting your wife's emotional needs. The first one was affection. Yesterday I spoke about intimate conversation. And I told you that a woman desires to be with a man who cares deeply about her and for her. And when a woman sees this kind of care, she feels close to him. And that's an important ingredient in a marriage relationship. And so we talked about intimate conversation. What is intimate conversation? It's talking to your wife and asking her questions about her present activities, her feelings, her past experiences, and her plans for the future. And I mentioned that a wife is very likely and almost always will stay in love with a husband who is an expert at talking to her about her personal feelings, her past experiences, and her present activities and her plans for the future. And when she has that opportunity to express her concerns and consider her options, she will not resist him. She cannot resist him. She just loves that kind of intimacy in conversation. Well, today I want to talk about some of the enemies or the adversaries of intimate conversation. What are those things that keep you, husbands, from talking to your wife one-on-one, hearing her heart on various subjects, and showing genuine interest and care for her heart and all those things that are important to her? There are some enemies. There are some adversaries of intimate conversation. I want to talk about those today, and I hope you don't engage in these things. But some of us do. Some of us unintentionally, and some of us intentionally. The first one I want to mention is demanding things of your wife, your spouse, making demands. Whenever you make demands of your spouse, you are essentially telling them you really don't care how he or she feels when they fulfill that demand. When you demand that something has to get done or has to happen or not happen, or whatever the demand is, understand this: demands give your spouse no right to refuse. Now, in your mind, you may have 30 reasons why it's just and proper for your spouse to give you what you want. But listen, demands destroy intimate conversation every time. If you're making demands of your spouse, don't expect your marriage is going to blossom and prosper. Demands kill intimate conversation. Your wife is not going to feel very likely, and she's not very likely going to express her heart feelings and the things that mean a lot to her when you're making excessive demands of her, and you could care less how she feels about it, even though she has to meet those demands. That those things don't equate a loving relationship. The second adversary of intimate conversation is being disrespectful or showing disrespect toward her. Now, understand, conflict is to be expected, even in the most successful marriages, because we're human beings, we're people. And so we will come to areas where there's conflict, but the way that you disagree with your wife should not be offensive, okay? Another sure way to end intimate conversation in your marriage is to say or do something that communicates disrespect to your wife. Something just as simple as rolling your eyes in response to something your wife said can end what could have been a very enjoyable evening together. Regardless of how you feel about something, don't say or do anything that is disrespectful. Your wife will not feel secure in your presence when you disrespect her, and obviously not. The third one that is an adversary to intimate conversation is showing anger. Demands and disrespect, which I just spoke about, can sometimes happen unintentionally. Sometimes we say something and we honestly didn't mean it to be disrespectful, and yet that's how your wife may have perceived it to be. Or we didn't mean to say something in a demanding way, but she may have perceived that that's how we meant it. So sometimes those things happen unintentionally, okay? But anger is always intended to be hurtful. Outbursts of anger should have no place in any area of your life, and especially so in your marriage. Angry outbursts are very destructive and will kill love very quickly in your marriage. Don't think for a minute that you will be able to hear the intimate feelings of your wife sharing her heart with you when you, time and again, lash out in anger against her. It's not going to happen. Anger kills intimate conversation. The fourth one I want to share with you is dwelling on mistakes. Now, mistakes are common in life. All of us make mistakes. We make mistakes even in our marriage. However, if we dwell on each other's mistakes, we drive each other away emotionally and even physically. It's okay to discuss in a loving manner a mistake that was made. As you, as husband and wife, you can talk about whether it's a mistake you made or a mistake that she made. It's okay to discuss that in a loving manner. But to go back and bring that mistake up repeatedly, again and again, and throw it in your wife's face is going to kill intimate conversation and love quickly. Forgive her and go on. Don't keep bringing it up again and again. Don't do that. That's not how you show love to your wife. Well, I want to end this conversation today by ending on a positive note. One of the most valuable uses of conversation in your marriage is to create emotional closeness. Nothing does that better than talking to each other in positive and encouraging ways. Inform each other of your personal feelings, your interests, and activities. Answer every question honestly and respectfully. Be completely transparent with each other. Don't keep any secrets. Investigate each other's personal feelings. How do you investigate something? By asking questions. Find out each other's personal feelings and interests and activities without being demanding, disrespectful, or angry when you hear something that should be changed. All right? Understand each other's personal feelings, interests, and activities. Understand those things. What makes your spouse happy or sad? And why does it have that effect? Learn what makes your spouse happy or sad so that you can bring the best out in each other and avoid the worst. Develop interest in each other's favorite topics of conversation. And men, I'm here to tell you that might be just difficult for you, but you need to learn to do it. Some men, it seems, can hardly find anything to talk about with their wife. And yet, depending what subject is being discussed with other men in a room, these same men suddenly have much to say. Now, husbands, if that describes you, you need to learn to develop an interest in what your wife enjoys talking about. Seriously. You have no idea how much more satisfying and fulfilling your marriage can be and could be if you do that. I challenge you to learn that, husbands. Develop that interest in your wife's topics of conversation. Then maybe you might say, well, I don't enjoy talking about babies. I don't enjoy talking about flowers. I don't enjoy talking about this, that, and the other thing. Well, you enjoy when she takes an interest in the things that you like, don't you? And that should be reciprocated. Cultivate that, husbands, in your life. Do that. Learn how to take an interest in what she enjoys talking about. And I'm not kidding you. You'll find out how much more satisfying and fulfilling your marriage can be. God bless you. I leave that challenge with you today. We'll continue this discussion tomorrow. The Lord be with you.